Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's meeting, which is on Monday, the 19th of February, at 6 p.m. Apologies for absence, please. Be any? Everyone else is here, I think. There are no members of the public wishing to speak at tonight's meeting, so I'll move straight on. Item 2, minutes of the meeting held on the 5th of February 2018. The minutes have been circulated. This is all which I signed as a true record of the last meeting. 3, thank you. Declarations of peculiarly interesting dispensations. Councillor Traill.
Application 18-02914. I know this person personally, and he's, he's put it in some carpet for me.
3.
Councillor Tony Hill.
Application 18-02554, 15 Downing Terrace. The applicants are near neighbours and personal friends.
I have no items of urgent business. So move on to consider the planning applications for consultation. Firstly, Brixington Wall. Application 18-02604, 83 St John's Road. Construction of hip to cave extension, dormer window and single story extension. Highway do not wish to comment and we have no representations. Councillor Nicholls or Councillor Chapman, please.
I have no objection.
Yeah, and this is the next one in line as well. There's another plumbing application in the next one, and I think they're semis.
They're joint.
I can't see any particular problem with it. A lot of them have done it up there.
Councillor Dunford?
Can I just ask the Brixington members, are they sort of matched, they're matching their applications, are they?
Yes, semi-detached, so it's matching.
They obviously came to agreement before they
Quite similar in cost, right? So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? And the second application, which is virtually identical, which is 81 St John's Road, again, we've had no representations from Highway to North Common. Exactly the same description, construction of hip to gable extension, dormer window and single story extension. So I suspect it's the same. Councillor Chapman?
No objection.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 0302 full, 7 Willingham Park Drive. Construction of roof extension to provide loft conversion. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no views, no representations. Councillor Chapman?
No objection.
Councillor Vigorous?
No objection. They seem to be all doing it one after the other.
So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Now move to Holton Ward. Application 18-00984, amended plans for 20 Iona Avenue. Single story rear extension and two story extension to front and rear, including loft extension, alterations to first floor rear window, removal of roof lines to side elevation of the amended plan for consultation this evening. We have got the comments that we made at the previous town council planning meeting and also one representation, which I'll also summarise for you.
Yes, the town council objected at the last meeting on the grounds that the proposal was too large and intensive for the footprint and therefore contrary to policy D1 of the local plan in terms of its density and height. There was also concern that the double doors to bedroom 4 appeared to open out onto the roof area. And then we've had one representation since the amendments came in, still concerning that the revised plans show removal of the roof lights to only one side. The two velux windows on the other side are at viewing height and opposite a bedroom window. The field roof lights should be higher so it's not possible for the occupants to look through them. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't see any significant change that would allow us to approve this, so I'll propose objection.
I will concur and second objection because I don't think any of the amended plans actually mitigate the actual reasons that we gave for refusing last time.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy to support that. So propose and second for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Litland Ward. First application is 18, the 0201 full, 186 Salterton Road. Three-storey side annex extension. Highway do not wish to comment. We have no representations. Councillor Nash?
Yes, can I see it on the screen? See if it's legible. No, it's not legible. We've got the same problem with our friends in the planning department. They can't actually send them. I think this is another problem. I mean, that actually is much clearer than the faint PDF that I've been down. To see, so it's the first time I've actually seen what it actually is. Well, you can see the doors, isn't it?
They're staying on.
What I don't understand, it says it's a three-storey.
Yeah, they got up on the roof.
They go to the roof.
Yes, yeah.
It's, I dare say planning will say it's alright, but it's going to look very odd. You've got a whole row of houses, this is the end one that they want to build this onto, and that'll be the only one where you've got something in the roof. It will look like something stuck on the end, which it is, of course. It won't interfere with the neighbours on the other side, they've got a garage, there's plenty of space. Anything in what I don't know. Can't see on here. They lose their garage totally, don't they?
Yeah.
By building an extension, they've lost their garage. I don't think it's, I think it's really squeezing something in, to be honest. But I think plans to say yes, it meets the criteria. I think it's bloody awful though.
Yeah.
So on balance, you're proposing approval, are you?
Yes, Madam Chair, sorry about that, yes.
I think you were sitting on the fence a bit.
Yeah. Councillor Duncan.
Yeah, just being a bit nitpicky here, I was just thinking, Bill, aren't those ones on the end there, aren't they? They've been added anyway to the standard council houses on the road.
Well, this is number 186.
It's
the original block.
It is the original block.
The same as
I'm just thinking about the comment you made about being able to keep it.
Well, the extension will be able to keep it, you're absolutely right. Yeah. There's a garage, there's got a short drive and road wide there, that lane. Yeah, grudgingly approved.
Councillor Nicholas,
can't we put the same standard condition
on, but it can't be sold as a separate house? You know, just the annex,
because
okay, you're
going to
have one, two
bedrooms,
or whatever upstairs, but you know, it's stipulated.
I think
it needs a
door.
Come on.
If it's a separate extension in the sense of whether the annex is completely separate or whether it's actually part of. But it looks as if it's part of rather than a separate, completely separate annex there, doesn't it?
It's built on the same roof.
Yeah, I mean it has got a separate stairway by the way.
Yeah. Well, we can put that on, we can note that. Councillor Chapman.
Yes, I agree with Councillor Nash, but I think it doesn't look very nice, but a lot of them in the area are doing that and adding on to increase the rooms. Your kids are getting older, they want their own bedrooms, and basically that's why they're doing it. And they park on the road, but I think they've got the green verge there as well. and it doesn't really make much difference. It's not pretty, but it's functional.
Councillor
Toy. The precedent's already been set. I've seen worse examples of this all over the whole of Exmouth. In fact, in my ward, there's two extensions like this where they put a wooden structure on top of the gallery because the foundations and gallons couldn't take it. So compared with that, this is quite good. So I don't see the reason why we could object.
Proposed and seconded for approval with the addition of that normal clause that we put on for Alex. All those in favour? Any against? Okay. Next application 17791 is the building consent, 48 Bicton Street, retention of steel lintel in ground floor dining room. Highway do not wish to comment if you have no representations.
Councillor Nash. Yes, Jim, that's it. Ron's justification statement, please. It's a job to tell them. It's an old brick who listed many years has fallen in disrepair due to lack of ongoing maintenance. It was extended many years ago with the addition of a kitchen area at the rear, which includes a downstairs toilet. Sorry,
I'm just reading a wooden lintel. I've never seen one.
The opening of the kitchen had a wooden lintel. It was a lintel made of wood as opposed to concrete or steel. The wooden lintel had extended rock, and that's needed replacing, otherwise the whole damn lot's going to fall down. So it's an essential repair, which if they don't do it, the whole building collapse. It is great to list it. That's why it's an LBC. So I would say for approval.
But subject to the listed building consent officer.
We haven't had a report.
They normally comment anyway, don't they?
Do they do a separate report, Jim?
Well, they sometimes make a comment. There's
no comment.
No. Councillor Toy.
Well, I'd just like to make a comment. I was looking at the completion certificate. Obviously, this is necessary, otherwise the whole structure might collapse. But it talks about energy efficiency, fire safety, water efficiency. It doesn't say anything about the structure being done in a proper workmanlike manner that will make sure the building stands up for another 100 years. I thought that would have been included in the reports. No doubt the building inspector's quite happy. There should be some mention that it was effective and was doing the job properly.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Next application 17, the 12244, 12C Cypress Road. Demolition of existing dwelling and construction of four dwellings and carports. The amended plans and amended design and layout of the proposed dwellings. We do have comments from statutory consultees, including our own comment on the 7th of July 2017. And four representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you. Thank you.
Councillor Toy, could you just turn your speaker thing
on? Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes, the Town Council objected on the 7th of July 2017 on the grounds of gross overdevelopment of the site and the poor access. At that time, Highways had no objection. But the EDDC tree officer had several concerns and still has the concerns about the loss of trees on the boundary through significant root loss through the works. Also, we've had four representations. They're concerning the amended plans. The neighbour states that there is no third-party agreement to the likely tree root damage and possible loss of their trees. And he is concerned at the loss of the mature screening. There is a need for a safe and suitable access to the site, as the current visibility splay does not allow visibility to the road without crossing over the pavement, which will be a danger to pedestrians, although the highways haven't stated anything in that sort of context. The proposed site plan misrepresents the retaining wall, which does not curve. Also, the passing places are on another property under different ownership. and they say the proposed houses are far higher than the planned bungalows on the next site and will be overbearing and overshadowed. Thank you.
Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, from July, when we looked at this, we objected the gross overdevelopment. The alterations are so minimal that the prime case remains the same, that you're taking a small bungalow and replacing it with four bedroom houses, squeeze them in. There have been 10 objections, as you've already said. I take the tile objections being probably more fundamental because they've measured, and it would appear that these properties would constitute up to 40% of the site, whereas tile recommendation only 25%. So it does say that if they've gone down to two houses, it would be different, it's still four. So I would say exactly the same as we said on the 7th of July, Chair.
Thank you.
Refusal of the burden.
So you objected on the 7th of July 2017 on the basis of grounds of gross overdevelopment of the site and poor access. Councillor Doyle?
I just wonder, have we used the argument that it's in contravention of the design statement for the avenues? I mean, if it ever gets approved, you might as well shred that design statement up and have as many holes in it as big as socks. So I don't know whether we can still use that as an argument, because so many sites in the avenues have gone over the top with the design statement. And you do wonder whether that document is worth anything anymore. Suppose we could throw it in with all the other arguments.
I think it's worth making a point, actually.
Thank you. Yes, I would agree that it's over the development. I would also like to add water runoff and sewerage in that area, because the residential home just down the road, they had to put in special pipes, etc., etc., because the water board was worried about the overflow on sewerage in that area. And I think this area must be coming up to maximum now for the Mare Valley tank.
Well, we certainly note our concerns.
Yeah.
Okay, so proposed and seconded on the basis of our previous objection, which was on the grounds of gross overdevelopment of the site and poor access, but it will also, as Councillor Toy suggested, make a note that it's outside the development. Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 18, we go 291 Full, 82 Salterston Road, construction single story extension. This is a revised scheme to application 17, week 23104. Highway does not wish to comment and we have no representations. Councillor Nash?
Can I see again a very faint plan near to the
must be something about those doors and those
doors. It's good on doors.
It really is. I think they do it deliberately because it's my wall. They send things through that I can't see. I mean, I went up and tried to make it a tailor where this is going to go. Seeing that on the screen now is a bit better than the blank sheet that she keep where I was put on it. I think plans were going through. It is a revised scheme, but I can't tell from that what the revisions are.
It's a change to, or Sue, could you
just yeah. Yes, well, you've got the side extension. If you do it face on, the ones to the left ones. See, to the left, originally there was a window where the top of that roof comes up to, so they've taken the window and the roof was going to be flat on the extension, but they've just peaked it up. So that's the only change. So the side window's gone and they've pitched the roof on the extension. That's the only difference.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I'd say it was okay. give the proposal for approval.
Councillor Nash's benefit, if you turn the lights out, you might see that a bit better.
I think I took my glasses off, I'd see it a bit better as well. Chairman, totally rude, all journeys apart. I thought we got over this problem with our colleague planners and novel.
Just going to comment.
No.
I was only going to say that after the meeting that we had on the 5th of December, well, before that, but we did contact about the image and quality of the scan plans, and in particular the plans that were from this architect. And we actually highlighted two applications. And both applications have been submitted by the same agent architect,
which is this architect.
So, with your permission, I would like to reiterate to them again, because you haven't had a response to this email, as far as I'm concerned. So I do feel that perhaps we could email again, because it does appear to be this particular architect or agent. But anyway,
you must be balancing your criticism, though, Chairman. I'm just telling the doors are very good.
Good at drawing doors, yeah. So, proposing safety for approval, and as I say, we will contact planning again to make our full complaint.
Can I ask that we copy in the head officer planning at Freeman?
That's where it went to.
I think actually I would also copy in the chairman of DMC because he's been taking this up as an issue concerning a couple of other plans. So I think we could copy in Councillor Mike Cowell and Councillor Williamson, who does work on behalf of the community, I think. So proposing secondly for approval, all those in favour? Next application is 18 of the 0283 Full 9 Hartley Road. Alterations to existing single storey extensions provide a garage. Highway do not wish to comment and we have no representations. Councillor Nash.
Yeah, this is a very well thought out design for this garage with very clear plans. Yeah, well, I always sit in the chair on the sides I'm used to.
No black doors, is
that? Now, you can see on the top left the promoters from the existing. It doesn't affect the front aspect at all. Doesn't intrude, and I would say approval.
Thank you. I'll have you to second. Propose and second for approval. All those in favour? Next application is 18 of the 0253 Full 8 Dunsford Close. Construction of rear extension. Highways are not to comment and have no representations. Councillor Nash.
Yes, similar things have been done in Dunsford Close before. I would say yes for approval. It affects the rear of the property, not the front of the property. The front of the property stays the same. But the rear of the property, they're just bringing another wing out, which doesn't impinge on the gardens. I say yes, approval.
I'll have a second. So, proposing second for approval, all those in favour? So, moved on to Town Hall. Application 18, the 02554, 15 Downing Terrace, construction single storey rear side extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Mathney.
Yes, thank you. Is this application also includes installing a staircase in the attic? Is this application primarily a conversion of the loft to a fourth bedroom and installing it in the same case, of course. It's quite a large window that's opening to the rear, as you'll see on the bottom right there. It's the large, looking at the plan of the area, it's not really overlooking anybody's gardens particularly, but councillors may feel that's rather large.
Well, it's not a car
window, it's talking about. The plan is very confusing. It seems to show the fourth bedroom on the first floor and in the second floor elevation. but on the ground floor they're covering the passageway between the house next door and their building, and that's to be roofed over with a small skylight installed. And then at the rear of the existing building, this essentially would be a small conservatory to be constructed, partly of brick with a fully gauged glazed roof. Again, the plans are very clear, but the design appears to be in keeping with the property, and unless there are objections from the neighbours or other councillors, I'm happy to propose acceptance.
Thank you. Maybe
you can just put the information. Yes, the infill of the tenement was actually we agreed this to number 17 last year, and I think the plans have been swapped around the neighbours, which is basically what everyone's going to do. And the conservatory basically covers up an existing, encompasses an existing decking. The big change is the roof extension, but a lot of the houses have loft changes made. And this is on the rear of the house anyway, all they've done is put the dormer in. So on balance, although it's a little more obvious at roof level, it is on the rear of the house, and I suspect again it will be emulated elsewhere. So I don't think it's a major issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We have no objections from any of the adjoining properties or surrounding properties at all. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Now move to Withan and Raleigh Ward, application 18, the 02884, 10 Parthia Place, construction of two-storey rear extension. Highways have not wished to comment and have had no representations. Councillor Toy?
Yeah, when you visit the site, you think in some parts of Exmouth, the policy's been stuck on in as much as you can. This is very densely packed housing. The benefit of the housing that backs onto the principal house actually is that they've got long gardens. So that this extension would not cause a great deal of a problem. The people I couldn't contact, the ones on one side, the ones on the other side were not bothered, and they would have been, the ones on the extreme end would have been bothered more, but they're not bothered. So the neighbours are not too bothered about it. So I don't see why we can't approve it. I can understand why a flat roof is needed, because when you look at it, you've got different roof heights. We'll be looking at something with a slightly different roof height. I mean, that's nothing compared to this. But there we are, that's the way the plots have been developed. So I can't see any great objection to the extension being built. I'll propose approval.
Thank you. Second please, yeah. Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? And against? Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Next application is 18, 03454, 60 Langston Drive. Construction of single storey front extension. There are no comments from statutory calls for pleas and no representations. Councillor Toy.
Well, there are so many front extensions in Langstone Drive now, it would be unusual to find one without a front extension. So the precedents have been set all around, so I can't see any reason to object to this one either. I would recommend approval.
Okay. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Next application is 18, 0305 Full, 13 Denmark Road, construction single storey extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Toy.
This is not going to cause a great problem. There's no overlooking problems. An interesting architectural term has been used. The back is described as being in the vernacular. That means it's practical, but it's a bit naff to look at. And you know, there's a past many, many, many developments that go on in this.
A technical term, obviously.
So I can't really see why there's there are no overlooking problems. The plot is big enough to take it, so I am going off and going through.
Okay.
Yeah, so
proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. And the last application is 17, with 28644, amended plans for 13 Parkway, construction of detached dwelling. The amended plan for consultation is the amended size, reduction 4 beds to 3, and the layout of the dwelling. The Town Council had no objection to the original application, with a preference for the provision of a car parking space for the resident at number 13. There are no representations. Councillor Toy?
Yes, I don't know what's happened to our recommendation, because we only talked about this last time, and we did recommend that they provided some parking provision for number 13. That's the house with the garage access, and it does stand in their own ground at the moment, but the grounds have been developed. I haven't talked to the lady because I don't know what to tell her. I would have thought that we could have said, we withdraw this amendment and then give us a plan proposing improved parking arrangements that would take at least one car off of the little square there. I don't think there are enough parking bays for all the houses there anyway, so anything to get a car off the road would be quite acceptable. So I would suggest that she withdraws this and puts in another amendment incorporating our advice with a different parking arrangement.
The thing is, we have no objection, we actually passed it, we have no objection to the original application with a preference.
The actual amendment
is reducing from 4 beds to 3.
Well, so it seems that they've moved the sheds around, the car.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, as we've had no objection previously to the previous objection about a preference for the provision of car parking, that would have to be how we actually said it this time. We couldn't ask any different from that.
Yeah, could we just reinforce our recommendation for
Certainly. So proposed and seconded on the basis of our agreement at the last meeting, which is no objection to the application with preference for the provision of car parking space for the resident of 13. All those in favour? Again, thank you. Items for information, notification of tree works, considered it an exception, that's in respect. You had a copy letter from 14 Sherwood Drive. Appeal decision in respect of 17, read 13694, 2 Langston Drive, and the appeal was dismissed. There's only one planning decision which was withdrawn, which was for 30 Roll Street. I've just got a couple of comments I wish to make. Firstly, to say that we had some members of the public concerned at the previous meeting when we discussed the temporary events at the Queen's Drive, that it couldn't, all of the debate could not be heard if you were sat in the public gallery. We are trying to overcome that. We've made a slight difference this time and put some chairs at the back of this room so that they're actually within here. But obviously, if it was for a very large number of public, it would have to be in the annex to this room, or the what was the old committee room. So we have actually made it known that there was difficulty there with being able to hear. And so we're doing our utmost to have some various changes to see if we can...
We have some... We can have an earphones and a machine that picks up all the speaking.
Yeah, because... There's also concern by some of the members of the public that they didn't know who was speaking and making the comments. I do usually, and I'd be surprised if I didn't, but unfortunately we didn't have any tape last time because we had complications with the recording. But I do normally name the councillor that's speaking before they speak, in the hope that at least they get the name of the councillors. If I didn't, I apologise, but I do normally do that. However, I would make it known that at the next planning meeting, which will be on the 5th of March, it is likely that we will be having the Water Sports Centre application because it has been validated. It is on the East Devon District Council website, and I've already had representations being made. So therefore, we do need to ensure at the next meeting that people can hear, and that I will be emphasising who's speaking. And if you feel I haven't, then do please take the opportunity of saying your name if you wish to. But it's just that we must make sure that they do feel as if they have had their opportunity. I do have the normal 15 minutes, and I have explained to a number of people who have contacted me that, I cannot deal with 20 speakers wanting to speak. concerning the water sports centre, so I have asked if they could make it relevant and perhaps certain people speak, but we'll see what happens at the next meeting. So I just wanted to you to know that that was the case. And secondly, is just to say that I understand that the East End District Council Development Management Committee on the 6th of March is actually being held in Exmouth. I haven't seen the agenda, but I presume it's being held because we have the temporary events notices on that agenda. It's likely to be on that agenda, but that meeting is being held in Exmouth. But it's not in respect of the Water Sports Centre, which we're dealing with on the Monday. And again, this is causing confusion with members of the public that they think, because we're discussing it on Monday, it's going to be a development management on Tuesday. So any of you that are involved with people that are likely to want to come and speak and want to be involved in the discussion about the Water Sports Centre, I'd be grateful if you make it known that it won't be on the Development Management Committee meeting on the 6th of March, even though that's in next month. Thank you. That's just a matter of information. Thank you. No other
items plans in the office if you want to look at the
Oh yeah, the plans in the office, if you need to look at the water sports plans in any detail, they are available at the in the town hall office. Thank you, and I'll close the meeting. Thank you.